Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
It is hump day.
Hump day.
Today's the day I'm going to find out if the City of Cedar Rapids Recycling Division will take glass bottles in last year's Marcus Theater's popcorn bucket.
Ooh.
Both of our 5-gallon buckets have bit it. They're dead. DOA, man. I think one got run over, actually.
So you're going to try to use a popcorn bucket as your glass bucket.
That refillable bucket that you could buy at the beginning of the year?
Yeah.
They don't, you know, it's 2025. I can't use 2024.
I think it has to be a bucket, doesn't it?
It's a bucket. Still a bucket.
How big is a popcorn bucket? I'm trying to think in terms of recycling.
It's about Eric's stomach size.
Do you have a 5-gallon popcorn bucket?
No, but I would eat straight out of a 5-gallon popcorn bucket.
You totally could, couldn't you?
This is probably a gallon or a gallon and a half. I don't know. I've never put water in my popcorn bucket.
So how is that enough room for the wine bottles? Ba-dum-tsh. Sorry.
Good news. Amazingly, we didn't have any wine last week.
Lucky.
So we've got one beer bottle, two Old English cheese spreads, made Krabby's.
Okay. So it's not a lot.
Then we had one of those pre-made cocktails, comes in a bottle.
Hopefully, if it's not overflowing, then.
It's not overflowing.
It all fits in the popcorn bucket.
I think I'm not breaking a rule by using a popcorn bucket for my glass for the City of Cedar Rapids.
You'd have to get into the bylaws.
I don't want to get into the bylaws.
Right into the fine print.
But I also know our tendencies, and that guy's not going to hold wine bottles.
No.
Right? It's too squatty.
Yeah.
It's not going to work.
But with those little glass jars.
When we just have, you know, a little fun. That's perfect.
In my experience, not that I've ever broken the rules before, willingly, but accidentally, you'll just get a sticker.
Okay.
A sticker of shame will go on the
vessel. Will they still take my items or will they like, sorry, bud. Is that what the sticker says?
I don't know.
Sorry, friend.
I think they take it and then they leave the sticker.
We've been stickered once on trash, maybe. Like, we way overfilled it.
Yeah.
Like, it was bulging out the top. Yeah, it's the sticker of shame.
And that sticker doesn't come off very easily.
Also, what's it there to do besides, I take the punishment.
Sure.
I broke the rule.
Yeah.
And I will do better next time.
But it's almost like they give you a scarlet letter, right?
Yeah, it does not come off your clothes.
You are
the entire village knows now.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sorry, Hester.
Sorry.
You're marked.
When it comes to trash, I'm an adulterer.
Yes.
Big red A.
You have to wear that red A right on your lapel. Just rude.
So will my punishment be I have to carry around a glass bucket all the time?
Possibly.
No!
I don't know what the sticker says. You're going to have to read the sticker.
I don't want a sticker!
Per the City of Cedar Rapids Solid Waste Agency.
And I tell you what, there's been about 2 months, because we had a lot of wind recently.
Yeah.
There's been a green bucket out in this field next to the station.
Why didn't you grab that?
I did. And it's also a small bucket.
Dang.
I grabbed it just yesterday. I'm like, oh, it's a small bucket. Dang it.
You grabbed that bucket in hopes of having...
I was hoping for a large bucket, and it's a small bucket.
Sorry.
I know.
So what? You just recycle it? Nah.
I think it's still in the back of my car right now, but yeah, I'll probably have to throw that away and then find a big bucket.
For now, it's just Eric's fun bucket of fun.
My fun bucket of fun, which holds a little bit of glass.
Just a little.
I will see how things go when they come picking up trash and recycling later this
morning. Please let us know.
Crossing my fingers that... any bucket is allowed.
Will any bucket do for glass?
Will any bucket do?
You're about to find out. Ooh, this is a live experiment.
A little bit.
Ooh, social sciences.
Then we're going to have to start buying wine in little bottles.
Totally.
If this works, then this is going to totally impact how we consume our wine beverages.
Just teeny tiny bottles of wine. That's
yes,
it.
Yes, that's all I can find.
Everything in miniature. It's going to be inconvenient, but you can do it.
We can do it. We'll power through.
And I didn't even know that this was still around to become a possibility, but apparently Napster still out there.
It
as
is?
A thing. Napster is still a thing, kind of like Spotify or Apple Music.
Right.
It's still one of those things that you can use.
So it's a streaming service, or is it still get me my music illegally service?
For now, yes. It's a music streaming service. It just sold for $207 million, though.
It has that much value?
That is the number that I'm like, why did you pay that much? a metaverse company called Infinite Reality just bought it, and they have plans to kind of gut the place. They want to make it into something completely different, transform it into a social interactive music platform. So basically virtual concerts.
So you just said metaverse bought it. So that is Facebook.
Yeah, Zuck. It's one of the metaverse companies called Infinite Reality.
And if you go back to that movie about the launch of Facebook, isn't the Napster guy, isn't that Justin Timberlake's character?
Isn't he one of them?
It's Justin Timberlake's character, I think.
I think so.
So like, I think they still have a deal.
Welcome home. You get to go to concerts with some of your favorite artists.
Using your Meta goggles?
With your goggles. Put on your VR goggles. You buy tickets like normal, and they're going to probably charge you some sort of fees for sitting on your own couch. And then you're going to watch them perform in more intimate, up-close venues.
I have to pause on this. Part of my brain thinks this is the dumbest idea in the world. But there's a little piece of my brain, it's like, but think of the things you don't like at concerts. People holding up their cell phones.
Yep.
That would be eliminated.
Yep.
Sticky beer all around you on the floor. Gone, unless you're a really poor housekeeper.
That depends on your home.
Yes.
Because you're watching it at home.
You can pause and go to the bathroom.
You can even chat with the artist in some cases.
What?
Imagine being able to talk to your favorite artist.
So are they happening in real time? So is the artist also meta-goggling and playing their instruments in a meta world?
I don't know how that works, or if it's a pre-recorded thing.
Or you have to ask like yes, no questions, and then it knows what you're asking.
I don't know how that's all going to work, but it's going to be a different kind of fan experience rather than a traditional concert. But you'd even be able to buy things like merch.
By blinking twice.
Blink twice.
I want
that
t-shirt.
Oh, just charge your card. Dang it!
Yeah, the first thing to do to go to the concert is put a credit card on file.
Oh, man, I keep blinking at stuff.
Why do I have 7,000 guitar picks? Stop blinking.
I don't need any more guitar picks. I don't even play.
I don't want a headband from Taylor Swift. I don't have any hair.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9.
And welcome to day two, still in the Swag 16 for Merch Mayhem.
Yeah, lace up your shoes real tight. We got a lot of ground to cover today for Merch Mayhem.
Commissioner Ben.
Commish.
Was looking over the matchups today, overheard you guys talking in the hallway. I do think today's are going to be a little closer.
I do,
too.
It
just seems a little more competitive today.
He was a little bit worried about how it's all going to go down today, because we have some very interesting matchups in the Swag 16.
Well, just like yesterday, we're going to do four matchups, one per hour. Welcome to the 6 a.m. matchup. This is your 710 water bottle, which has become very popular as of late, versus keychain.
Gosh, can be so useful. You got all those keys, you need them in one spot. Get that keychain.
So useful. The trick about keychains is like, do you need more than a couple? Water bottles, people seem to have them all over their house.
They could litter the place with water. And you're supposed to be drinking more water,
good
right?
Good point.
Always could be drinking more water.
Okay, this is the matchup, and it just kicked off. Water bottle versus keychain. We're taking all 16 of these items, putting them head-to-head, and then we're going to work our way all the way to the Tchotchke Championship. Who's going to reign supreme for the top merch item in our area?
If you've got a basic instinct on what you think should advance, water bottle or keychain, you can vote right now by texting 200-1029.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
I'm still riding high from yesterday. It was such a beautiful evening. After the kind of after school activities and everybody got fed and stuff, I got a text message from my brother-in-law. He's like, hey, I'm taking my nephews to the park. Do you guys want to join us? I'm like, I'm looking around, seeing all the sunshine. I'm like, heck yes, let's get in that sunshine.
Morgan Creek, right?
Yeah, it's right there by my house.
That is a rock star park.
It's so great.
Yeah.
And it's one of those that, like, my nephews don't go there all the time, so it's like special for
yes.
them. They were just in heaven. So much fun. And then I just get to kind of like walk around, play cool aunt, check out the cool haps at the park.
How old are they?
I've got a 2 and 5.
Is the 5-year-old into that zip line ride thing?
Oh, he got in there.
You want to know who also is into that? Me. I love that thing.
Me too.
Yes.
Me too. My brother-in-law's like, can adults do that? I'm like, absolutely.
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
There's like one where you spin.
Yes.
Yeah. That whole apparatus is so much fun.
It has so many features. But while we were waiting in line for the zip line, I observed an awkward interaction. My poor nephew gets approached by another kid at the park who he had not been playing with. He's just waiting in line for
the zipline.
And this kid's like, hey, give me your arm.
Are they about the same age?
No, he's a little bit older.
Okay.
Give me your arm. And then he holds out handcuffs and he's going to put
what?
Metal handcuff on my nephew. And my nephew, God love him, did the exact same thing I would do. Nope. Grabs his arm away and runs. Like, yeah, buddy. Yeah. Yeah. Stranger danger.
Random strange kids walking around a park with metal handcuffs.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm sure they were a plaything, but he's like,
I don't care.
Why do you have handcuffs at a park and why are you walking up to kids saying, whoa, give me your arm? Then we'll be chained together.
Give me your arm.
Also mentioned he didn't have the key. And I was like, what? No.
Okay. Where's the parent? Did you witness that at all?
Well, it all makes sense. Let me just say it all kind of makes
sense. Okay, good enough. All right. Were they visiting or do they live in the woods?
I don't know. I don't know. But
oh my God.
Step one.
That's crazy.
No more handcuffs for you because that was creepy.
That's very creepy. Hey, give me your arm.
No.
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 It is adorable when one little kid wants to play with another little kid. It just shows you how innocent we used to all be.
I love watching kids make friends with random kids
but
at the park.
But
that was a scary moment.
Crazy.
And Henry, good job,
good
buddy.
Good job, bud.
Run. Yep. Turn and run.
No.
No. And run.
Okay. Do you have any guesses?
Oh, okay.
About what is different about Dance and Eric Hansen today?
I've been trying. And is it on your back?
No.
Okay. Your tag is sticking out just a little bit.
Oh, right. Is it?
Okay. That's all I see.
That's not different. You put tags in my shirts about twice a week.
I know, but that's the only thing.
You tuck me in.
I know.
Okay. No, this is not a fair game because because
it's invisible.
No, because it's what's in my brain.
It's
no.
A new attitude.
I use a new toothpaste. You can't see.
Oh, come on.
No, I have a brand new wedding ring.
Oh.
Made out of a whiskey barrel.
I have a new drinking problem.
No, that's the same drinking problem. Now, then, okay. If you already had a drinking problem, I could have a new drinking problem. I am wearing, from Hurting and Stalker, a new wedding ring Shannon got me, and we finally got it sized. The one
How
she
do
bought.
You size one?
You don't. You have to wait for. They have to replace it.
Well, because it's made
if it's
out of
metal,
wood.
Right? You can size metal.
Yeah.
This is wood, so they have a variety of sizes. And the one on display was just a little big, so we sent it in, and then we waited a while. But it just showed up yesterday.
Wow.
So it's really cool. It is very smooth. I love it.
It's just barrel wood.
I think it's just barrel. I'm sure they coat it with something to make it, you know, withstand the elements and the day to day activity of my left hand.
Yeah. No kidding.
You know how active my left hand can be.
Absolutely. You've got a lot of buttons over
got
there.
Got a lot of buttons. A lot of drinking.
Just you be careful with that thing.
Yeah, brand new whiskey barrel wedding ring.
Whiskey barrel.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
On Z102.9.
The Merch Mayhem commish has entered the room.
Your commissionership, sir.
Your commissionership.
Ben, how's it going?
Good. It's time to crush some hopes and dreams today.
Oh, boy. We're going to find out if water bottle or keychains hopes are crushed and continuing on in the Swag 16.
Four free promotional items will be going home crying based on Commissioner Ben's.
Their hopes and their dreams crushed on the floor.
All right. Let me get my official stat boy pen so I can make a note on my bracket.
Stat boy.
Okay. Water bottle, which is a 7 seed, just because it seems to be more popular right now, especially with those like autofill water stations.
You need water.
Was taking on the tried and true number 10 keychain.
You know what? Keychain has been a promotional item for some time. I feel like keychain is like, I've been here. I've been around the block a while.
The car was invented on a Tuesday and the keychain came out on a Wednesday.
Amen.
Right? Commissioner Ben, in our first round of the Swag 16, today's matchup for Merch Mayhem, who's moving on, keychain or water bottle?
If it wasn't for one vote, it would have been a shutout. Water bottle moves
Whoa!
On.
Wow!
Keychain got one vote?
One vote.
Wow.
Wow! Ouch! That has got to hurt as a tried and true promotional
item.
Okay,
I'm so sorry there, keychain.
Wow.
We now, you know, part of the problem
is a retooling year, right?
Yes.
We go back and we work on it.
I bet that coach is going to leave.
Yeah.
I bet half their keychain players are just opting into the portal.
That's exactly how it goes.
They need better NIL money with keychain.
We're going to have to rebuild this team.
That is the problem. Okay, one down, three matchups to go.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Former Hawkeye basketball standout Kenyon Murray making his pitch to the city of North Liberty last night for a multi-million dollar sports complex. They would put it close to Liberty High School. Initial plans call for 4 basketball courts, training rooms, and concessions. In addition, so they could host tournaments, camps.
Oh, cool.
They could open the space for area junior high and high school athletes just to get better, I guess. It kind of reads like a YMCA without being a YMCA.
Makes sense.
Thinking out loud.
Yeah.
Murray did receive council approval from North Liberty, so tax incentive package is set aside, but now he's got to go. He doesn't have the money for it. So step two is like, I've got the idea, and now I got the city on board.
Anybody got some money? How would you like your name on a complex?
Shouldn't kids be playing more basketball?
Am I right?
He's going to come in straight up Music Man style.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's going to create a little band for that town. That he's going to fall in love with the librarian.
As it always goes.
As it always happens. Okay, you might actually want to Google this.
Okay.
Just put Iowa State Fair tease photo, see if that comes up. Yesterday, the Iowa State Fair released a teaser photo for the remaining unannounced grandstand act for the 2025 season. I think it's a Thursday show.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have it yet? It was released on Facebook. So it's dark and grainy. It appears to show a single button. You see that? Like a shirt button. And then 2 images of what I think is ears of corn.
Oh, yeah.
With very thin kernels.
It's corn.
But hold on.
Okay.
But then superimposed on the corn are buttonholes, right? Is that what those are?
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. So it's corn?
I'm pretty sure it's corn.
It's just corn?
It's just corn. It looks like corn.
Canadian super rockers corn?
It's black. Dark.
It's very dark.
It's very dark. But it kind of looks like corn. I'm going to go with corn.
They're going to announce it later today. I went to Korn's band website. They've just announced a Canadian tour starting in September.
Okay.
So would this be a warm-up show?
Maybe,
I don't know.
Maybe?
I don't know. We will find out the final act.
I could be totally wrong.
Coming to the Iowa State Fair. Rascal Flatts is also getting some guesses. But I don't know the band well enough to know if I... Like, is this a word puzzle, like with images, right?
Yeah, the corn part is throwing me off.
So
the other one, it's just a black button.
We'll figure out. Is it Johnny Cash? Is it the ghost of Johnny Cash?
It could be Johnny Cash.
We'll find out. Wrapping up The Buzz. And officially wrapping up our partnership with Mount Mercy and their Elevate Awards. This will be our last one. This week's recipient, and this is an area student leader who elevates our community. His name is Keaton Klecker, and he is from Cedar Rapids Prairie. His counselor says through his character, integrity, and leadership at Prairie, he, quote, perfectly fits the principles of the Elevate Award. He remains active with numerous extracurriculars. He's on the state tournament Prairie Boys golf team.
Wow.
Varsity show choir, National Honor Society, and the Boys Club volleyball team.
Great.
Away from campus, he's a classroom volunteer for an elementary school, a Sunday school teacher, a volunteer at the Ely Fall Fest race, a coach for youth volleyball, and he's been a builder and volunteer for Matthew 25.
Wow.
And he's going to Mount Mercy.
Keaton. Wow.
Keaton awarded a $500 Elevate scholarship. For more on Mount Mercy and their leadership program, all you have to do is visit mountmercy.edu.
It's the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
Z102.9.
Actually, we're asking you to be here for us because we need your votes right now in Merch Mayhem.
Yeah, we do. We're in the Swag 16. We're talking about all the freebies that you get from companies. Maybe they're handing out something that you might want to take home and use. If you had to choose between a chip clip with the magnet on the back or some really great Post-its with their logo on it, you could write whatever you want on the note.
Yeah, you're not confined to just looking at their logo. Heck, you can scratch it out if you wanted to.
Sure, sure.
That'd be a lot of extra work, but you could.
You could if you wanted to.
Here's where I'm having a bit of a challenge deciding magnet clip versus Post-its.
Hmm.
Post-its I use at work. This clip I use at home.
Yeah.
So I don't know where I'm leaning as far as the best of the two items. That's the tricky part. Like this one, you ask me now, and I'm probably leaning Post-it because I'm at work.
Really?
But then I can, like... If you ask me at 3 something this morning when I'm getting food out of the fridge and we're using a clip currently not for chips.
I know.
But to hold concert tickets. It's very handy to have it right in front of your face.
I feel like the chip clip with the magnet on the back is a tried and true. Like, that handy instrument has been a piece of swag or merch for some time.
It's probably holding your child's picture on your fridge right now.
It's the grandfather of swag.
But then again, if you are at an office where somebody keeps stealing your food out of the fridge, the post-it note comes in so handy.
Oh my gosh.
Hands off, jerks. Right?
Yeah, with a nice little, this is what I, medication I take on the top.
Also, yes, exactly.
It's branded with Allegra.
Sponsored by a lot of letters in a row and a big old burst of sunshine.
Huh.
Whatever it is, they both come in very handy, and it's going to come down to your votes. Magnet clip, chip clip, taking on post-its right now in a 3-14 matchup. Who you got?
Who you got? You can vote right now by texting 200-1029.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Well, as we know, Ben Affleck loves him some Jennifers.
Sure does.
He's got a couple.
He's got a type, and it's Jennifer.
If her name is Jennifer, he's in. He's all in. He has an ex-wife, Jennifer Garner, which in a new interview gave a glowing review of. Yes, he reviewed her. I'm really lucky that I have a good co-parent and partner with Jennifer Garner, the kid's mom, who's wonderful and great, and we work together well. He said the one thing, you know, being hounded by the paparazzi is probably the hardest part of their relationship, more of a headache than anything else, but certainly there are worse things. The paparazzi are the ones that got that snuggly photo of the two
of them. That's true.
So I'm sure he's a little upset with them. However, there is another Jennifer, as we all know, Jennifer Lopez. And Ben has not spoken publicly about the divorce since it happened. He didn't give a whole lot of details. He just said, there's no scandal, no soap opera, no intrigue. There's no, this is what happened. It's just a story about people trying to figure out their lives and relationships in ways that we all sort of normally do.
That sounds boring.
It's super boring. I wanted something spicy.
No.
She said this, and I was like, blah.
We're at that one basketball game, and she made a face, and from that moment on, we weren't in love.
I could never get over the fact that she said, I don't know, give me something, Ben.
That's a snoozer answer.
A little bit, a little bit. This is just such a weird sense of deja vu as I'm reading this story, because local playwright Rob Merritt wrote a play at Theater Cedar Rapids way back in the day. I was actually in this play. And then they made it into a movie called Amelia 2.0. And it's all about, what if you knew that you were going to die and science took your consciousness and put you inside of a robot
that looks exactly like you
and could go on being you forever.
And your consciousness doesn't know it's a robot too, right?
Yes.
You still think you're a person.
You still think you're a person. They've actually done this now with Suzanne Summers.
Chrissy from Three's Company?
That is correct,
sir. Also from other shows I don't remember with Patrick Duffy, and also sold a lot of Thighmasters.
Step by Step and the
Thighmaster.
Thank
you, Step by Step.
Yes. Suzanne Summers died of breast cancer in October of 2023, but she's back, and she is an AI robot. Her husband, Alan Hamill, worked with a company called Real Botics and created a digital twin of Suzanne. It mimics her voice and her speech patterns and uses recordings and footage of her. It even has some of her memories and can answer questions. They had a video they shared of it.
I've seen the devil.
I know.
And the devil is AI.
That's so weird, right?
I don't like any of this.
It's a little weird because
it's all easy to explain, too.
Uh-huh.
AI is so good now. It has the ability to watch a video and then describe it.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's an actual memory. I think that's a description.
I think that probably
presented as a memory
happened on a talk show.
But wow.
Weird. Super weird.
That's
right?
Where all the Thighmaster money went.
Alan,
into a robot.
Her husband claims that it was all her idea to do this. He said, I think that she would smile a lot and be really happy about this and she would endorse this. And it gets weirder. He claims that there is a long range plan to get permission to do a John Ritter version of an AI bot as well, and create some additional episodes of Three's Company. Joyce DeWitt from Three's Company is still alive. She's 75 years old.
Joyce DeWitt, say no.
Say no, Joyce.
Joyce, no.
Shut this down, Joyce.
Mr. Farley's dead. The Ropers are dead. What are you going to do?
What the heck? I don't... Make him.
Is Larry still alive?
Yeah, bring him back.
I bet his chest hair is.
Of course it is.
Just call it the Regal Beagle, and it's three robots at a bar.
Just, that's creepy.
That is so creepy.
Really, really creepy. Let's get back to something real. Real life problems with Cardi B. She has three kids now, her daughter Culture and a 3.5-year-old son Waveset, and then a daughter that was born in September of 2024, but we don't know her name. But Culture is 6.5 years old, and she got a hold of mommy's Hermes handbag, exotic crocodile skin worth $60,000.
Wait, that's more than both of my cars.
And she wrote on it with marker.
No.
Eric. Yes, she did. She wrote on it with marker. Cardi B shared a video, said, "We spent $60,000 on this purse, and look what my daughter did to it." She drew all over it with marker. There's some black hearts written on this light yellow crocodile skin Hermes bag. She was a little upset, but luckily, the good news is not all is lost. The bag can be brought back to the store and repaired for a cost. Of course, but
they can,
according to this story. I think that they can probably, I don't know if it was permanent or if it was a washable marker.
Hermes has ways.
You can get stuff out of crocodile skin if you really want to.
If you got the money, we'll get it out.
Has a massive collection. And you know what? Culture even has her own Hermes bag, but decided to draw on mumps.
But from a parent moment, making that a teaching moment, how do you punish your daughter for that? Because I don't think she grasps the concept of value.
No.
And expense.
No.
And that you've basically ruined something, but mommy's going to make it. It comes out like everything's okay. And I think there needs to be some punishment in there, doesn't there?
Hopefully, she didn't mention what was going to go down, but she was upset, as I'm sure you would
be. I wrote on the house in mud once. And I got in trouble, like, horrible.
Eric Hansen!
It's mud! It washed right off!
It came off!
It wasn't a good word. Maybe that was the problem.
That was a big problem. That was a big part of it.
It was the doozy.
Oh, Eric.
I know.
Dude!
Yeah. I'm just like Culture.
You know what? I'm going to have to punish you.
You're going to punish me now?
Yes.
All these years later?
How else will you learn? That's what we like to call.
Z's. Sleaze.
Another one is in the books.
Yeah, that was the buzzer. That's it for this game. This round, Magnet Chip Clip versus Post-it.
Yeah, the winner of this matchup, by the way, will go to take on the matchup coming up after 8 o'clock, which is Travel Tumbler versus Ceramic Mug.
Oh, coffee.
Which
carrier
is like
versus
it's like
carrier?
OG versus new G, right?
Dang.
Yeah. But before we get to that, don't want to get ahead of ourselves. Right now, Magnet Clip versus Post-its, your 3-14 matchup. We bring the commissioner of Merch Mayhem, Commissioner Ben, into the studio. Good morning.
Commish.
Good morning.
Vote tallyer and also trend watcher. How did this one lay out before we announced the winner?
I think people tended to vote for the most useful.
Okay.
But that's tricky. I think they both
have utility.
Most useful.
Depends what you're using it for.
Yes.
Yes.
And where you're at when you're using it.
Okay. So we're going into a work day where more people may be voting from home versus the office at this
mm-hmm.
point. All right, Commissioner Ben, magnet clip or Post-its?
Magnet clip.
Magnet clip.
Whoa! Do you believe in miracles? Congratulations. Chip clip with the magnet on the back? You did it, pal.
So far, our lower seeds, water bottle taking out keychain. And the, I guess, preferred item, magnet clip, taking out Post-it. So your 3 is winning and your 7 is winning. Clip will now go against the winner of Travel Tumbler versus Ceramic Mug. And we've got that matchup just moments away.
Oh, that's going to be a doozy.
Just a reminder, this is a text-based voting system. So depending on which side you're on, you got to let us know. The number is 200-1029. And then you just text us the word coming up. It'll either be, I guess, mug or tumbler. Will that be the easiest way to remember it?
Yeah. Easiest.
Okay. We're not there yet. We're clearing off the floor, getting ready for our next big matchup, the Swag 16. It's Merch Mayhem with the Morning Scramble.
Waking you up with the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
Merch Mayhem continues.
Ah, the freest of freebies sitting there on the tables, those tchotchkes that businesses like to hand out. Remember our business because it's right here on this item.
Today, we've had two matchups already. Chip clip or magnet clip taking on Post-its. Clip moves on. Water bottle takes on keychain. I'm a little surprised, but water bottle moves on to the free to take eight.
That surprises me as well. And this coming matchup is going to be a doozy because I feel like it's old school versus new school.
It's coffee versus coffee. When it comes to taking coffee on the go, or I guess at your desk, you've got a couple of options.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the good old ceramic mug. Back in my day, my dad would drive to work every morning with a full cup of uncovered coffee.
That is so
dangerous. He was a pro at that.
Dangerous.
And then, of course, we get to work, and it was just coffee all day long.
Of course.
Like father, like son. I also enjoy open coffee. I never bring a tumbler into work. Occasionally in the car, I will use a tumbler. But ceramic mug is taking on travel tumbler right now in our 6-11 matchup.
Travel tumbler has got a nice little lid on there. It might be insulated as well to help keep that coffee warm. Or maybe you're having a cold something and it'll keep it cold.
And in our world, just because I watch you and what you bring in every morning, you've got varying sizes of travel tumbler.
Oh, yeah.
The bottom always fits into the cup holder. But I've seen you bring in quite large amounts of coffee before in a very large coffee tumbler.
You can get some really big guzzes, man.
Yes. Okay. Travel tumbler versus ceramic mug. That is the matchup right now for our Swag 16 third game today in Merch Mayhem. But only way to vote is to text a word to us.
If you can only have one of those items, are you going to choose the travel tumbler or the ceramic mug? Text that right now to 200-1029.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9.
Well, look who just came sauntering into the studio.
Hey, commish.
The commish of Merch Mayhem, producer Ben.
Hello.
Hello.
Is this even a close matchup? We've got travel tumbler versus ceramic mug.
I feel like some of these things are unfair matchups.
You do.
That's part of the fun of putting the brackets together, though.
Because I thought it was interesting. These are both kind of coffee vessels.
You would seem like it would just be 50-50. There's like the pro mug people.
Yeah.
And then there's the pro tumbler people.
Which team are you on?
But as we learned with water bottle this morning, by the way, against keychain, it was almost unanimous water bottle, which shocks me. I would figure keychain's a hot item.
Yeah. Or at least a little back and forth here.
A mug can break, though. Tumbler can't.
That's a fair point.
Never considered that.
I didn't either.
That's why he's the commissioner and we're not.
That is exactly why.
Okay, we call it Merch Mayhem. This is day two of the Swag 16, and matchup number three, we've got one matchup still to go coming up just before we get to 9 o'clock. But who is going to take on the winner of Post-its and Magnet Clip, which by the way was Magnet Clip? The winner in the matchup between Travel Tumbler and Ceramic Mug is...
The Tumbler.
The Travel Tumbler.
The Travel Tumbler. Congratulations, Travel Tumbler, taking down Ceramic Mug. Woo!
I'm still writing it down. Hold on.
Tumbler, it's two words, right? Travel Tumbler advances into the free to take eight.
This has been an interesting day. All of the higher seeds have won. So basically the favorites have won. Will we have an upset in good old ballpoint pen versus flair, like those buttons you pin on your body? That's the question.
That is our next matchup, and we will get to that shortly.
8:45 this morning as we continue Merch Mayhem and the Swag 16 with the Morning Scramble.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble
on Z102.9.
Competition continues in the Merch Mayhem opening round of Swag 16. It's our final matchup today. The promotional pen, the tried and true, taking on... And it's having a moment again. The button, like the you got to pin it to your clothes.
Yeah.
It's kind of flair or a swag item.
Or it makes a statement of some sort. There's a lot of like politics that'll use the button. But they're both, you know, in a realm of their own. Pen, very versatile, very usable. Also very easy to swipe.
Easy to swipe. Now, the key thing to pens is usually you have a ton of them. So does that actually work as an item? Because it's up again, it's kind of competing with the other pens in your pen holder.
Yeah, and eventually just goes into some sort of junk drawer.
Exactly.
And you forget about it.
Buttons are pretty unique. So we'll see which way the audience is leaning. But right now, the votes are still being tallied. You have time to vote, but you have to do so by text.
Text us what you would rather pick up as a promotional item, a pen or a button, right now, 200-1029.
It's the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
Z102.9.
It is time to get back into Merch Mayhem. Time to call our last round of the Swag 16.
This is our final matchup of the day, and it was the ever-popular, you see them everywhere from restaurants to banks to giveaway tables, the pen, the logoed restaurant or office or whatever your business is pen.
So easy to swipe and take as your own.
Taking on a hot item from the 80s. You go to any TGI Fridays back in the 90s and 2000s, they were wearing buttons like you couldn't have enough on you.
Oh, yeah.
Still a popular promotional item, so it's on the list. So it was pen v. button in our final matchup for our Swag 16 of Merch Mayhem.
When it comes to merch, the button, a lot more visible than the pen. The pen can easily get shoved into a junk drawer, but pen is very usable.
So usable.
Like, got that ink.
Outside of promoting like the fact that I'm a fan of the button I'm wearing. Like, I guess you could use it to draw blood, but that's about it.
That's probably what most people are using it for, Eric, to draw blood.
It could be a weapon.
Yeah.
If you're like, oh no, I'm going to be attacked later. I need something to protect my body. Oh good, I'm wearing a pin. A button. You have I guess a pen could be a weapon too.
A pen could be a weapon.
Yeah, okay. So okay. Weapon versus weapon.
Weapon versus weapon. Ben, what kind of weapon, promotional item were people going for in this round?
The results were very similar to earlier this morning. One vote stopped it from being a shutout.
For?
The pen is moving on.
The pen!
Pen! The pen!
Okay,
congratulations,
guys.
Pen.
Here are our matchups for the free to take 8. Travel tumbler taking on magnet chip clip. Water bottle taking on pen. And from yesterday, koozie versus pizza cutter and tote bag taking on lip balm. And we continue with the free to take 8 tomorrow as part of Merch Mayhem.
Don't miss any of the mayhem starting tomorrow.
Crazy.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.